This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Orioles lead the Mets 3-1 as we head into the ninth inning, and I believe it is mountain time at Camden Yards. Felix Bautista coming out to the mound to try to get a save in game one of this doubleheader. Split admission doubleheader 505 is game two. But joining us now is Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Well, Tony, we've been reacting to the Orioles. We've been talking to you for weeks. When are they going to sell? Well, they just traded one player, Brian Baker, to the Rays. Something that we're a little surprised about is the fact that they traded him for a competitive balance A pick. So the 37th overall pick, when we've been talking to you, okay, they're probably going to try to reload for 2026, but that doesn't necessarily feel like a move for 2026,
well, and
right, Tony?
Tony, they already had six picks in the first day of the draft, including like 31 and 34. So I don't know. Seems a little odd to us, but that's just us.
It seemed redundant. We don't know what the market was for Baker.
Sure.
Maybe they didn't feel like they were getting the type of offers that, you know, warranted pushing it until, you know, getting somebody back that's helping next year versus this draft. And, you know, based on how many picks they have, you would think that they think of this draft pretty highly because they are adding more picks at that point. We'll have to wait and see how that all shakes out. But there's still some pieces on the board that they can address next year and year after with some of the guys. And it sounded like Mike Elias was kind of hinting towards that being the case, that they were going to be, you know, moving some guys. And I think the market's going to start to really come clear here in the next week or so. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to see everybody starting to make moves.
From the Rays side of it, though, I mean, kind of interesting, right? I mean, this was a team that last year was as down as they've been in a long time and made a lot of moves, and they haven't all worked out, right? Morel hasn't been as good for them as Isak Paredes has certainly proven to be in a couple of different places now. But for them to be this early on the buy side, does that intrigue you a little bit?
It does. I mean, they had, you know, prior to the little kind of downturn they took, they were playing some good baseball. And I think that division, based on what we're seeing right now, is wide open. I mean, Toronto's playing some great baseball right now. Can they hold up down the stretch? That's only remains to be seen. We know the Yankees have the kind of, they're cut from that cloth to be able to get to the end. I think everybody expects them to, but Tampa's playing some good baseball, man. We saw them earlier in the year, and they were impressive, really up and down that lineup. They're a tough AB. They got enough pitching, and this only adds to the bullpen. And you know, the Rays are always like that. They're a wild card, it seems like, every year. They overachieve more than everybody else, And this seems to be one of those years again for Tampa. So I like the move that, you know, they're competing. They want to try to get into the dance.
We're speaking to Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Tony, sticking in the AL East, and we were talking about this team earlier in the week, one of the more intriguing teams when it comes to the trade deadline, and that's the Red Sox, where a week ago it probably looked more like they were selling, but fast forward to now, they're on a six-game winning streak. How do you see them approaching the trade deadline?
They're interesting because they, to me, have signaled all year long that they weren't interested in actually competing this year. But the team continues to keep playing well. And as you said, it wasn't that long ago, I think we all expected that this team might fold up and there would be a bunch of players on the board to be had. But here they are. They've won six straight. And, you know, they're a tough one for me. I think they could go either way. Do they truly feel like they have enough right now to win that division? I would say they are in a good spot to do it. But I don't know if the ownership and Breslow and those guys are ready to take that step. It seemed like they were signaling that they weren't, but the team is kind of could possibly have changed their mind on that.
There seems to be a lot of Rafael Devers slander out there now, and maybe he's not a good dude. Like, I don't know, and I know that you're obviously not in the Bay Area there, but that team's in your division. Like, does it seem to be there's people out there kind of just trying to throw dirt all over him after this trade, or do you think there's some of this where there's smoke, there's fire? It just seems like every day I see a new report about Devers, and I'm like,
I think it's too early to tell, but I do think that it's my antennas definitely have gone up that he's all the way on the other side of the coast, and it's the folks in Boston that are breaking that news. It wasn't anybody out of San Francisco. Now Will eventually spoke on it himself, and he seemed to have some grace with it in terms of why he understood Devers not being out there. And so for now, I'm going to take it as, you know, Boston media doing what, you know, Boston media does when they don't necessarily like someone. And Rafi left out of that area on bad terms. And I personally, listen, I could understand why Rafael didn't want to be out there working the same weekend that Boston is 20 feet from that dugout watching. It's just not a good look. And so I could totally understand him saying, you know what, we'll hold off. But I also think the Giants have to do, because it seemed like that relationship broke down with the Red Sox really based off of not communicating with each other the right way. And I would hope that the Giants have taken notice of that and realized that there's a conversation or some talks that need to happen behind the scenes so that everybody can get what they want. You don't make a trade like this, and I'm sure Buster has already kind of probably done this, you don't make a trade like that without having those type of conversations. So everybody's on the same page when you go in. So for now, I'm going to leave it as it's just Devers slander.
Tony, we got a long way to go. And of course, it's going to end up being a tight wild card race. But could you see three teams in the NL West making it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
No, I think it'll be two ultimately. I mean, the Central is got two teams up there that are playing pretty good baseball. Really, three teams that are playing good baseball. The East is the same way. They got two teams there. I mean, there's a scenario in which, you know, you could see three teams out getting out of the National League West. But everything I can visualize, think is going to be two teams out of the West. I think it'll be ultimately the Dodgers and the Padres, but Giants have been tough, man. And all three of those teams are going to be active at the deadline. And I think the Diamondbacks are an interesting one as well.
Yes.
They kind of sit in that same spot that Boston does. Padres are currently playing them in a four game series. They've taken two out of three. If they win tonight, they're at 500. Is that enough to push the ball forward in terms of being a buyer? But they also have about three or four, maybe even five contracts that are expiring that would be good fits elsewhere. So I think the next week and a half, especially for the Diamondbacks, will kind of clarify where they're at. But my gut tells me they'll be two out of the West.
Well, and like Suarez is the guy I'm really kind of interested in, right? Like, because you got to think the Yankees don't have a third baseman, right? I mean, they moved Jazz to second. They conceded defeat that LeMahieu can't play third. Like, I know they could put, you know, Oswaldo there a little bit, but that's unproven. Like, I'd have to think a team like Detroit, right? If they could get that bat in their mix, no matter how they do it, DH sometime, third base, whatever. Like, he could be a real needle mover, no?
No doubt. No doubt. Suarez is a beast. And whatever happened at the midway point of last year where he kind of figured it out, it has been on ever since. And, man, what a great fit he would be on the Yankees. Then you have to ask yourself, is he cut to be able to deal with that type of scrutiny? You know, that's something that they'll have to do their research on. Detroit, he would be a perfect fit in that squad. He kind of fits with the rest of the guys they have in there. Nobody's really a superstar, but just a bunch of really good ball players, and they love to play baseball. And so I think either one of those two teams, he would fit in perfectly. But, you know, again, where are the Diamondbacks going to be? They're all of a sudden starting to play some better baseball. They're getting healthier now. Their starting rotation is beat up. And if Zach Gallen hasn't pitched as well, he's also one of those guys that could go in the deadline if the things turn sideways. So there's so much that's going to come into focus here in the next couple of weeks. I think it's going to be a great deadline this year.
He's all to see MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Well, Tony, next week we'll preview the post All-Star break portion of MLB's schedule. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
You got it. It is a final from Camden Yards. Orioles 3, Mets 1. Coming up next, it's TMI, and we're going to recap the O's win in Game 1 of the doubleheader next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.